Thank you. Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host Tim Sweeney, here every Tuesday night 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And tonight, returning special guest, always welcome at WNYU and here on the show, we've got Cosmo. Thank you.
Hello, thanks for having me again. It's a pleasure to be here once again.
Of course, this is home for you.
It is, yeah, it is a home. It's been, well, should I mention which year I started? I don't know. Might be showing my age. For those of you that don't know, I started in 86, actually, on the AM station. So it's quite a long time ago. Quite a long time ago.
Did people actually listen to the AM station here back then?
Sort of. It was really more a training ground. And then I started in 88 on the FM with New Afternoon Show. And I started Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension. I think I'll be pulling out a few nuggets tonight.
You will be?
Yeah, okay, exactly. Good. I had taken over from Mod Monday, but it was like, you know, 2 to 3 minute songs. I couldn't deal with that. Give me the psychedelic stuff, bathroom break, you know.
Mod Monday?
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, Mod Monday. That was a show that it was before, but I was more into, I love mod stuff, but I was more into the psychedelic side of things.
Yeah.
So I promptly changed the show.
Okay. So you were here in town. Should we play this next one?
Sure.
So you were in town for playing last night.
Yeah,
at
I was
Deep
playing
Space.
At Deep Space last night.
And how did that go?
It was wicked, as always. I mean, it's such a great night. I mean, anyone that goes out to a club on a Monday night, they've got to be going for the music, which is a really good thing, instead of like a Friday, Saturday night crowd. And it's Francois K's night, so you know it's going to be good. And just, you know, a lot of faces, a lot of people that I know from the past, and a lot of new faces, and just... New York has the best dancers, let's face it. It's so nice to watch the dance floor when I'm back home. I mean, this is still kind of my home in a way, so it was really, really great. Really enjoyed it.
And so what do you have coming up for Bitches Brew?
Bitches Brew, I just finished another Wild Rumpus release. You know, Wild Rumpus is a project I do with Gary Lucas, the guitarist. And this one features Beardy Man. Have you heard of Beardy Man? He is the UK beatbox champion, but he's more than just a beatbox guy. I mean, he's absolutely phenomenal. He's been doing the kind of UK festival circuit quite heavily this summer. And it's kind of a really, another really weird Wild Rumpus tune. Unfortunately, I'm not previewing it tonight. I'm waiting for, I have a remix coming in from Reverso 68.
Oh, really?
That I want to get it mastered before I start playing it out. But okay. It's different as usual. So, but it's a lot of fun. And then also I'm going to release a remix. I may have played it on the show last time. Desmond Decker remix I did. I can't remember if I did it. I did it for Trojan, but Trojan got bought by EMI, and so it's taking forever to come out, so they said I could just put it on Bitches Brew. So I think I'm going to do a 10-inch series on Bitches Brew with more of a Jamaican flavor.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's coming out at some point as well.
And then what's happening with the Cosmodelica parties?
Cosmodelica, I'm doing a residency at the Robert Johnson next year, as well as I just got a residency in Sarajevo.
Wow.
Which is really wicked. This is such a great scene out there, and this my friend Rita, who's just a total music head. He's opening his own club, and I'm doing parties kind of around. That's kind of what I want to do when I'm going out to play, is doing a Cosmodelica night, not just going out DJing for 2 hours.
Yeah,
no, I want to do like the whole night.
You're going to do the whole night of these things.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And I have the radio show on Ministry of Sound and Samurai FM, and it's also on Red Bull Music Academy's radio station too. So
everywhere.
Yeah, Cosmodelica everywhere. Yeah, so it's good. It's really good.
Okay.
Really good.
Well, let's get started and play some music.
Yeah, yeah. This is a wicked tune. Have you heard this yet?
No, what is this?
It's The Foals. It's a remix by Henrik Schwartz. I can't remember the title. It's written on the CD, which is now in the player. I don't have any brain memory left tonight, but it's just beautiful. I played it last night. This guy sounds a lot like Robert Smith to me as well, but it's just a wicked tune.
And before this, it was the Luke Solomon
Demons Brennan Green remix. I had to play that twice last night. I haven't done that in a long
time. You played it twice?
Yeah, I played it early on, and then I figured enough people hadn't heard it and I wanted to hear it again, so I played it towards the end of the night. And it was one of those records that just kind of stuck in my head when I came back, and it was like the soundtrack to my dreams last night and when I woke up in the morning. And it's just phenomenal. Just a phenomenal record.
We're going to have to let Brennan know about that.
Yeah, massage his ego.
Yeah, I gave him a hard time last time he was on the show, so, you know, make
not,
up for
not, not
it
giving you time. Enough records. He just does so much great stuff. So much great stuff. He's really talented.
Yeah.
As is Henrik Schwartz, actually. Another one.
So, okay, well, let's play some music then.
Sounds great.
All right, Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, here with Cosmo.
like a road.
I'm not your savior.
Cosmo, thank you.
Thank you. I hope I didn't psych you out too much. It was a bit of a flashback.
But I think we should mention, because we didn't before, what we were just talking about with
The Loft Audiophile Library of Music. Yeah, David Mancuso from The Loft has finally launched the official Loft record label. Not those terrible Loft bootlegs, which we're not going to mention. But this it's the official label, and it's all audiophile quality recordings. And it's analog masters that have been remastered by Stan Ricker, who mastered Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Dire Straits, Brother in Arms, John Coltrane, Lush Life. And this guy's a legend. He does his mastering out of his garage in some suburb of Sacramento, and he's just absolutely amazing. And we press on 180 gram vinyl, and at the moment we're just kind of doing it ourselves, distributing it ourselves. It's not just me. It's me, David, Goshi Manabe, and Satoru Ogawa, who are kind of acting as the distributors. So it's quite interesting, distributing directly to the music buyer as opposed to going through all the middle people. That could change in the future, I don't know, but that's the template right now.
So if you're here in the U.S., you email David Mancuso, and then he sends you the record? Is that what happens?
You email... I think it's LALM at theloftparty.com, okay. I believe. I'd have to check that again. Or you could email me. I can tell you. Okay, am I going to give out my email to everybody? I'm just going to have to do it. You can email me on my MySpace, and I can give you all the correct ones, which is myspace.com/bitchesbrewcosmo. That's the best way to do it. And you can email me, and I can tell you, depending upon where you live, I can tell you who to contact for that territory.
And what's the first release is?
Alfredo de la Fe, My Favorite Thing. And so it's fantastic. And you have the live version as well, which features Tito Puente on percussion. It's amazing.
Do you know what's coming up?
No, not yet.
No,
we got to get to that. It's just kind of we're going at a slow, steady pace, just trying to make it good as opposed to rushing a release schedule or something like that. So, but it's a great thing to be involved with, and it's good that David's finally doing this, and it's kind of using the same template as his party. He's doing it himself, you know, as opposed to going through all the big PR, this and all the hype and all that kind of thing. And it's just really good sounding vinyl in this age of MP3 where you lose, 80% of the sound quality, or the age of people bootlegging records and putting it on not very nice vinyl and not very good sound quality and distortion. It's just nice to have some purity back in music.
Well, Cosmo, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm sure you'll be back in New York.
I hope so.
Soon.
Yeah, hope so.
Have you back there
Absolutely.
When we get in our new studio finally?
Yeah, it's the WNYU Shuffle, isn't it? It's just like every time I come, it's a new basement.
Woo! Wait, when you started, were we on the 11th floor?
11th floor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Really great. But hey, WNYU is still here. That's
it
the
is
best.
Still
that's
here.
The great thing. So.
It is still here. Although we've been pawned off to different
localities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's okay. But well, Cosmo, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now I'm gonna play some music here for the last hour and 20 minutes. So Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, and you just heard Cosmo here on the show. A little crazy, a little crazy. We'll be right back.
was all we do. A little teasing, pretty pleasing. Making love and dance was all we do. A little teasing.
step is moving me up.
Jump over. curtains undrawn. Harness fitted, no escape. Come on, it's for the flat lowland. Let's kick an open on Porto Colo. Crystal palaces for floral kings. A well-known waving span of wings. Witness the sinking of the sun. A deep breath of submission has begun. Interrupting my train of thought lines, I'm longing to the latitude divine. Refine my altitudes. Interrupting my train of thought lines, I'm longing to the latitude divine. Refine my altitudes. We'll be right back.